The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Father Robert Barron, who is now Bishop Robert Barron, once gave an hour talk on Dante and the Divine Comedy, in which he was presenting the part on purgatory. So if you've ever read the Divine Comedy, you have Dante's going from hell to purgatory, from purgatory to heaven. And what he did was, I thought, was very fascinating. He presented the capital sin and then the opposite virtue, and how Mary practiced the opposite virtue. So if you've read Dante, probably some of you are Dante experts, right? Dante enters into purgatory with seven P's on his forehead. And those are the seven capital sins that have to be purified by the fires of purgatory. Then he's walking up and they're purified, and then he's able to enter into heaven. Okay, with respect to what we celebrate today, the capital sin of sloth or laziness. That's one of the capital sins. What would be the opposite virtue? Okay, it would be diligence. That's the technical word. Diligence. And an American would say the work ethic, okay? If you're an American, no? Diligence. Okay, where does Mary practice the opposite virtue to sloth? It's in the Visitation. Yeah. It says that Mary went in haste. Kind of like that. Mary went in haste. What is laziness? You don't even get out of bed on time, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. Mary went in haste. So the opposite would be laziness. Okay, let's do an examination of conscience. I think the best way to see this categorically is see your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. Physical laziness. Are we physically lazy at times? Hello? We probably are. We probably are. Maybe we don't get out of bed like that. You hear your alarm clock and you hit the snooze button, okay? The founder of Opus Dei calls that the heroic moment. If you've ever done some of the readings of the founder of Opus Dei, Jose Maria Escobar Balaguer, he calls that the heroic moment. And if you're able to conquer yourself at the very crack of dawn when you hear your alarm clock, then you'll probably have other victories. Why did the man throw his alarm clock out the window? He wanted to see time fly, right? I think that's the first joke I learned in first grade, no? You're probably going to say because he didn't want to get out of bed, huh? So physically, are we lazy? If you were to invite someone to your house right now, would your house be immaculate? Más o menos, huh? So look at some of your housemakers. Is your home well ordered? Okay? Some of you are probably going to say, yes, but my children disorder it, right? So look at it that way. Or are you a person that's always late? Or are you always right on time? That would be a type of laziness, always arriving late at your obligations. No? A conflict often among husband and wife is that one tends to be more punctual than the other one. And the one that is not punctual makes the other one suffer. Right? I see you all going like this, yeah? And that could be a sign of laziness, and it's a lack of charity toward the other. Okay, let's move from the physical to the mental. Probably most of us throw in the towel into believing that once you hit your mid-50s or 60s, your mental acumen, if I can use that technical word, your mental acumen starts to diminish in vigor. You're going to say, well, Father, it's dementia, it's set in with me when I was 58, okay? Maybe not. You can pray that you will grow in your mental vigor until you die. Amen? But we probably have a tendency to be mentally lazy. And if you now and then you meet someone who's got a really keen intellect, now and then you might meet someone like that. I don't know about you, but I'm impressed. I go home on vacation, and one of the things I enjoy is I go home on vacation, and some of you know I have an older brother who's an orthopedic surgeon, and he's a graduate from Dartmouth, Columbia, summa cum laude. man, that guy is sharp. That guy is sharp. Not only does he read, but he retains. I like being with him. He reads everything but a lot of spiritual books, and he retains it, and he's able to really communicate it. If he were not an orthopedic surgeon, he could be a professor of literature at Harvard. I mean, he could be. He could be, but he chose to be a doctor. But I like, and what he does, he cultivates his mind, which he's reading constantly, trying to cultivate that mind. But maybe we don't. Maybe we don't. We've checked out intellectually ever since we were 45 years old. The mind has to be cultivated. It's like a field. If you don't cultivate the field and pull out the weeds, then the weeds are going to be suffocating the flowers and the plants and the fruit trees. I think our gray material we have here, we've developed it 50%. There's still a lot that we can cultivate in our intellectual life. And you probably should talk with your spiritual director on how can you cultivate your intellectual life. My father would teach us, the thought is the father of the deed. That's a great proverb. You hear me? The thought is the father of the deed. So what you think, you end up by doing that. And that by doing that, then you form habits. That habit forms your personality. That means who you are. And eventually your destiny. So that's the dynamic. Thought, mental process, action, habit, good habit, virtue, your personality, your ultimate destiny. How about that for a homily? I try to memorize that baby. But it starts with here, cultivating the mind. So spiritually, I have to attribute this to the young people. I see a lot of young people, confirmation students, and I really admire them, and I compliment them, because many of them, they come into confirmation or church, even Sunday Mass, and maybe you've noticed it. They've got these blue jeans that have holes in them. You ever notice that? And they say, hey, that's great. You prayed so many rosaries that... So you're going to say, no, they're air-conditioned, Father, it's getting hot. That's the way it should be. We should have our holes over our knees because we're praying so much. So are we spiritually lazy? I think all of us could probably grow in our prayer life. Right? I think we could all grow in our prayer life. Now and then we got moments where we decide not to pray that extra rosary when the Holy Spirit is inspiring us. We resist inspirations. And what we have here is Mary. Here's what happens to Elizabeth, and she goes in haste. Right away. And that's the dynamic of the Holy Spirit. He inspires us. We have to be docile and respond in haste, right away. So let's beg the Blessed Virgin Mary as we get close to Pentecost, which is right around the corner. Let's ask Mary to avoid all forms of laziness, all forms of laziness, physical, mental, and spiritual. Maybe this can be your motto. Work hard in this life, and rest forever in heaven. Amen.